Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. My name's Heather, and today in this episode, we are going to be talking about people's opinions, I guess, of celebrities' appearance, whether it's their face, trying to analyze, people trying to analyze, oh, did so and so get this procedure done? Did they do this to their face? Did they, is that a filter? Why are they photoshopping their pictures? Just really focusing on how entitled some people seem to feel about judging, critiquing, being negative, speculating on celebrities, especially female celebrities' appearance. Now, I'm just gonna like start it off even before we get into like the sponsor, post. I'm gonna just start off by saying I am very, very, very against, critiquing other people's appearance. I just wanted to say that because I don't want you to think that like literally this episode is gonna be me picking apart celebrities' appearance or other, other women's appearance. I mean, it doesn't even have to be celebrities. But I just think it's interesting that relationship some people seem to have with celebrities and with their appearance. And why is that? Like, why do people feel entitled to, again, just be very critical and disgusting about other people's appearance, and why is that, kind of okay in society? People seem to think that that's okay. Like we're allowed to do that. They signed up for this, and just all that, I don't know, nastiness. So that's going to be this episode. If you have a perspective one way or the other, just come on in. Your perspective is valid, and you're entitled to your perspective or your feelings on the subject. So you might not agree with my perspective, but that's okay because each person is different, and each person obviously gets to decide how they're gonna what's the word? How they're gonna relate to others. I mean, it's And obviously, each person has their own set of values, their own set of experiences. And I mean, each person, again, is entitled to their feelings. But like I said, if you are, like, if you agree with me about this topic, great. If you don't, that's okay too. I welcome you to listen. And you know what? You can even send me a message on here. Sorry, I'm like cleaning my kitchen as I'm talking to you guys. That's like the best time to get things done. But anyways, you can send me a message on here or, find me on social media and let me know your guys' perspectives. And obviously, as always, try to, get along with others in the comments and try to be respectful when you're stating your opinion. But yeah, let's go ahead. We're gonna really quick take a teeny little break for a sponsorship read, and then we're gonna jump right into the episode. So let's go ahead and get started. Okay, so let's get started. There's a few celebrities that lately have been in the news. Not for, what it is that they're famous for, not for, oh, this person's a reality TV star and, this is what's going on in their life, or oh, this singer is coming out with some new music. There's just been a few celebrities. I mean, this is something that goes on for, kind of all of our time with celebrities, I feel like. People have always been kind of commenting on celebrities' choices, celebrities' faces, their bodies, I mean, every aspect of their life. I feel like some people feel entitled to be able to, critique or, say that they should do this or they should do that. And I just think it's interesting the relationship that we have with celebrities. It's interesting. I like reading, like I love sociology. I love, you know, thinking about how people interact with each other and, you know, why it's sometimes like a negative thing and sometimes it's harmful. And then, you know, obviously there's other times where how we relate is inspirational and, you know, motivating and uplifting. But I'm trying to decide if I want to like say the celebrity's name or not, because I don't want to even bring more attention to a certain celebrity and their appearance, because I just feel like it's so nasty. Like, I don't know. I've never been, I'm older now. I'm not like in my 20s. I'm in my 30s now. And so I'm a little bit older, and I feel like I remember like being in high school and, you know, just being not the best person in the world, not the nicest person in the world to others, and you know, vice versa. But I just feel like it's interesting how some people are like literally we're adults and we're still acting in a way that is just so juvenile and immature and just kind of sad, in my opinion. It's sad to be so focused on other people's lives in a way that's like a negative way. It's just, I don't know. It's just fascinating to me. So I've thought about it, and I am gonna say the celebrities because it's in the news. And, you know, I think there's so much negativity based on people's opinions of these celebrities' bodies and, you know, faces. And so I'm going to say the celebrities that I'm talking about and that I've seen this happen with. But obviously, please do not like go on their social media and pick them apart and try to have more, you know, patience and restraint if you feel so strongly about their appearance. You know, maybe sometimes we just got to like keep some things to ourselves. You know, all that. Okay, so the first celebrity I've been seeing this happen to is Madonna. If you live, well, I would say probably anywhere, I think most people know Madonna. She's an icon, especially with like, you know, she definitely has been a trendsetter. She's a performer. She's done music, dancing. I'm trying to think how old Madonna is. I think she's like 50s or 60s max. And she's been in the public spotlight since she was, I don't know how young she was, but I'd say maybe like 19 around. Like, I don't really follow her career at all. I'm honestly, it's weird. I'm not really a music person, so I don't like love music and that kind of stuff. I don't know. I'm like a weird person like that. But so yeah, I've just been seeing this. She looks different than what she has looked like in the past. That's definitely, you know, you looking at the pictures and everything, looking at her social media. I mean, she appears like a little different than what she usually looks like. I mean, I feel like she always looks pretty dang good though, man. But again, it's not okay. Like, I shouldn't even be saying that, because again, like the whole thing is like, we shouldn't be like our opinions of celebrities, even if they're good, shouldn't really matter. And like, you know, why is it that we feel that it's okay for us to speak on their appearance at all? But yes, looking at the pictures, I can understand why people are, you know, saying that she looks different. You know, you can look at the pictures yourself. I mean, she still looks like herself, but maybe she looks a little different. And I don't know why. I mean, really, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter why she looks different. And as far as I know, she's not hurting anyone with her appearance or the choices she's making to, you know, change her appearance at all. It's just strange. Like, I can't imagine if I ever met someone and they talked the way that some people talk about celebrities, if I heard them talking like that about like our friends or acquaintances or even like people, like random strangers, I think most of us would actually be pretty like shocked and like taken back, because I think there's that level of, I think like it's just a societal thing. There's that level of separation that makes it feel okay to, you know, be negative to these celebrities. And I think it's interesting. I don't know if you guys have read anything on the topic, let me know, because I think it's very interesting, you know, that dynamic and why it is. I mean, it might just be because people, if somebody makes a lot of money, they feel like, you know, oh, well, I can say negative things about these people and they deserve it, or, you know, they have no right to be depressed. Like, certain celebrities will say they're depressed, and other people will, you know, be so, so hard on them as well. And just say, you know, well, get over it. Like, you have everything in the world. You have, you know, all the money in the world. You have all these opportunities. You're young and beautiful and this and that. And so you need to get over it, and you have no reason to be depressed, which again is like that level of entitlement, just feeling like, yeah, like I can judge them because they deserve it, because, you know, they're successful. So I should be able to say, you know, how I feel about them, or they're, you know, they're in the public eye and they choose this job. Like, this is what I imagine people to think, like, well, you know, they're in the public eye, they chose this career and they signed up for this, and so they shouldn't have the right to complain. And I understand, I do believe, yes, some celebrities have so much that, you know, a lot of people envy or, you know, wish that they had. And yes, they have a lot of opportunities, and when you have, you know, connections, when you have money, when you know, are born into a rich family or a famous family, yeah, I get it. Like, yes, they have a step up on, you know, most people. And so, yeah, they have that privilege. But what does that mean? Why? So they're privileged. So why can't they still have a private life? Or why can't they still, you know, be able to feel their emotions? And when we're picking apart someone's emotions and telling them, you know, you're allowed to feel this or you're not allowed to feel this, I think that really crosses the line of, you know, what our relationship with these celebrities really should be. And I think that should be kind of a wake-up call. If we find ourselves saying these types of things, maybe step back and reflect on why is it that we feel that it's okay to say these things to others. I mean, they are human. And I think that also, you know, celebrities, you can definitely look at them like they're gods in some way. And so I could see people saying, like, they don't realize that these people are also humans just like us. And they, you know, they have feelings that can get hurt, and they can, you know, experience hard things, and they should be able to live their life and feel their emotions and be in control of their appearance. So I just think, I don't know. I just think it's really interesting. It's really fascinating. And it's also at times really sad to, you know, read some of the comments. I was reading some of her comments on her, you know, because I like to, you know, here and there talk about celebrities, or, you know, find out what's going on in celebrity world, I'll call it. But like, man, to see that, like to see people on her own social media. Like, it's not even like they're having these opinions and keeping it to themselves, or having these, you know, nasty, some of these nasty perspectives, and they're just talking about it to their friends and family. Like, no, they're literally going on her social media and, you know, just saying like, oh my gosh, what did you do? You used to be so beautiful. You look so ugly now. Like, this is what people are saying, like, in the comments. Oh, you know, geez, you look so creepy. Like, what, you know, you're trying so hard to be young, and it's, you don't even look like yourself. Like, you know, and this is like, that's like the kind of more neutral tones of the comments. There's people that are just nasty, like, just, you know, calling her names, you know, just being so disgusting in the comments. And it's just like, good grief. Like, why? One, like, why have that energy, like, and use it on something so, like, wasteful? Like, I don't know. I try to conserve my energy, and I try to, you know, only get into things that are, like, worth my time and my effort and my energy. And I just can't imagine wasting my personal energy and my personal, you know, I don't know, even just time, like, just wasting it picking someone apart. And it's just sad. Like, it's just sad because I feel like the media and, you know, everyone else, like, sometimes just has, like, a really, really just nasty relationships with celebrities or people in, you know, people in popular culture and that kind of a thing. And I don't know. It just is strange. It's just strange to really feel like, you know, that we can do that to others, and it's in our right to speak on, you know, speculating if they got plastic surgery done, or, you know, critiquing them, telling them they're using too much filters, or the Photoshop fails, and, oh, you know, haha, like, you know, you tried to make yourself look like this and you failed. Like, we all know that you're Photoshopping your pictures, and, like, stop using these filters because you're, like, harming, you know. I saw one comment where one person was saying, you know, shame on you, Madonna, like, you know, you're harming our children and our, you know, youth. You're showing them that it's not healthy to age, and you are making, like, you're just creating a world where, you know, we're so focused on our appearance and looking young and, you know, this and that. And it's just like, my gosh, like, if you think she's harming, you know, society, and she's harming the youth and this and that, like, don't you think it's also harming, like, what it is that you're doing, like, sitting there and picking apart another human and telling them they're pathetic and telling them they look disgusting and telling them how, you know, oh, you're just, like, you're embarrassing yourself, and you're, you know, you're this and you're that. And, like, my gosh, I would, like, if we're really that concerned about, you know, children and teenagers, and if we're really, really concerned about, you know, how they view beauty and youth and, you know, being famous and, you know, this and that, like, I also think we should also be considering what effect we're having. I know that it can be easy to, like, blame, you know, celebrities for, you know, some of the ideas that teenagers have, or some of the opinions or the perspectives or experiences teenagers have. Like, we can blame it on books. People can blame it on celebrities. We can blame it on, you know, TV shows. We can blame it on influencers. But at the end of the day, where's our responsibility? When is it time for us to step back from our own behaviors and take responsibility for what we're adding to the conversation? You know, stepping back and realizing, like, what, okay, maybe they're doing this and they're doing this and you don't like it, but okay, what are we providing, for teens and for society? Are we like uplifting others? Are we, minding our own business sometimes when it's not our business at all? What are we teaching them? Because just as much as, celebrities are responsible for some of the things that they might do or say or act, why are we not holding ourselves and others responsible for what we are putting out in this world? Because when we're putting out negativity and nastiness and entitlement and being hard on others, like what good is that doing in this world? Like what good are we teaching? And if we want to see a change in society, we are a part of that. Like we're like a microorganism or what is it, a terrarium. Like, I love little terrariums. I love that it has like a whole ecosystem in this teeny little box. I got this cute little terrarium. It's this little glass house, which is ironic. This is like kind of ironic talking about this actually. But I got this little glass house and it has like little gold, on the outside, and I put whatever inside it, like cute little deer and fake plants, because I kill like every plant I own. And little fairies, or make a little fairy garden or terrarium. And I'm putting in all these things, but also each item that's in that terrarium and in that little ecosystem is also, adding something to it as a whole. Even though there's little individual pieces that make up this terrarium, there's also, it comes together as a whole and it's one. And so, just thinking about that, like society, yes, we're individuals. Yes, we can have our own opinions and we can decide to do, this, that, and the other, but we're also responsible for what it is that we bring into society and what we're leaving behind. And so maybe we need to be more careful with what we do and say. I don't know though. I'd love to hear your guys' perspectives, what you think about, what this whole conversation is, like what your perspectives are and what you've seen, or what have you experienced? I just think it's interesting. And I also just, I mean, I don't have a big platform. I have like probably like four followers on here. So I don't feel like, I mean, I don't even feel like I have a huge responsibility to like speak out on this, because again, I'm not like super on social media, here and there, I guess I am. But I don't know. I just feel like as a woman, like as another woman to another woman, like I feel like I've seen this happening over the years, and I just think it's honestly sad. I actually struggled with my like friendships with other women, when I was a teenager or even in middle school or even as a young adult. I really struggled with my like self-esteem. I was felt really competitive with other women. Anyone who, I mean, and it's hard because like, society really does push that on us. Society does push us to compete with each other. And there's also this theme or this belief that I think is really gross, where people say, everyone's replaceable. And yes, maybe technically somebody can be replaceable as like an employee. Yeah, you know what? Maybe that person technically is replaceable because you can find someone else that's willing to do their job. But this whole like notion or this whole I don't know, belief that we should, it's all a fight for getting the top. We're limited on attention, we're limited on resources, we're you know, all these things. I definitely felt that pressure when I was younger. And I mean, it was kind of like ingrained in me based on my personal experiences to feel like competitive with other women. And I always felt like, you know, if there was, I didn't want to be friends with any other women that were like, let's say, prettier than me or smarter than me or better at, you know, art than me, you know, or, you know, more interesting than me, just all these different things that we decide to measure ourselves with and how we measure ourselves against, you know, others. And we feel that sense of worth based on where it is that we are in the totem pole and everything. And luckily I've tried to fight against that because, you know, it just was harming me more than anything else. I mean, I was not the person, like I wasn't a super nice or, you know, I was nice to some people, but I was also, you know, very critical and nasty in other ways to, you know, other women that I felt like, you know, had a hand up and that jealousy and everything. And like I said, I mean, it's still something that I sometimes still struggle with because it's just, you know, when you do something for so long, it just kind of becomes a second nature. And then it's hard to kind of step away from that. But yeah, I mean, I know that's, this is like a kind of more heavy episode. Usually I talk about things, I mean, some topics obviously are heavier on this podcast, but I don't know. I just hope that enough people can, you know, just make a change or at least take the time to reflect on, you know, what we're saying about other people. You know, it's really nobody's business what another person decides to do to their appearance. I mean, we are not the ones that have to live in those bodies and look at that same face every day in the mirror. And it really shouldn't be we really don't have any right to, you know, judge what another person decides to do. I mean, there's things about my appearance that I would like to change or, you know, things about my appearance that I don't love for sure. I mean, there's lots of things that, you know, I wish were different or I wish I could change. And like I have my own insecurities and I can't imagine if, you know, I mean, there has been times where people have said things about, you know, my body or my face. I mean, just nasty things, you know, as a kid growing up, you know, sorry, I just realized I say, you know, a lot. But as a kid and growing up, you hear all these opinions. People will have so many opinions about you and feel free to just say these hurtful things about our opinion or not our opinions, but our appearance. And I mean, we don't know what kind of scars we're leaving behind. We don't know how we are injuring others. And I think that level of like detachment is dangerous because I feel like people can just easily go on these celebrity social media pages and leave these comments and then they just go on with their life. You know, they just are detached from that person. They're detached from the emotions. They're detached from, you know, they have no place in this person's life. So they just feel they can say hurtful things and then just walk away from it and just act like, you know, just go on living their life. And sometimes it's interesting if you look at some of the comments, some of these really nasty comments people leave about others, and then you click on that person's, you know, account, social media account, you can see like what it is. And, you know, it's just shocking some of these people's accounts, how they're all about, you know, mental health matters and, you know, empower women, and I'm a mother of, you know, daughters, and I set that example, and, you know, I just have all these, you know, great things that I'm doing, but at the end of the day, they're on the same social media account leaving these nasty, hurtful comments, and they feel like they have no responsibility, or like they just move on with their life and they don't have to deal with those words. They can just move on, drop those words, and move on with their life. Okay, guys, so that's kind of the end of this episode. I just wanted to share my thoughts on this topic. And again, I'm curious to hear your thoughts and, you know, your perspectives and your experience with this topic. And hopefully we can all do better. I mean, I know I need to do better because I'm not perfect in this either. I mean, I still say things that I shouldn't probably say, like, I mean, but I am trying, like, I'm actively trying to do better, and I certainly don't feel like I should be, you know, picking apart a celebrity on social media. Like, I don't know, just take that energy, you know, store that little energy up that some of us have, and just store that up and save that energy for yourself, or save that energy for your family or your friends, or, you know, or get that anger or resentment or jealousy and just work through it. Like, you know, take some kickboxing classes, or do Taibo, or yeah, I remember doing that as a kid. Do something like that. You know, do something positive, or if you can't do something positive, then get the rage on the page and write it down. But yeah, that is kind of this episode. Again, I hope you guys are having a good week. It's Friday, so I got a lot of cleaning done while I was talking to you guys. My downstairs is actually pretty clean now, so I'm excited. I'm going to sit down and eat my lunch and just kind of relax and get ready for the weekend and spend time with my cat and that kind of a thing. But anyways, hope you guys are doing good. Thanks for your support. Thanks for listening. It's fun seeing the different countries that everyone's from. I hope everything's going well wherever you are. And, you know, there's a lot that's going on in the world. So let's just try to uplift others and put positivity in the world instead of negativity and just harmful garbage. Anyways, I will talk to you guys later. Have a good weekend. I might check in with you over the weekend. You can check out my TikTok and my social media. A lot of my social media is Heather Iris. If you want to support this podcast, if you like what I'm doing or what I'm talking about, and you want to hear more episodes like this, definitely you can make a donation. I'd appreciate it. You can do it on here or on my Venmo. And if you make a donation, let me know and I will shout you out in the next episode. And also, if you have any episode requests, also let me know and I'll try to get to those. Anyways, I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.